And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and we're about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we take our charts every week from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, from which we count down the top 20 albums across the nation every single week. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Yeah, and there's a great way to find us online too. You can do it a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. Give you a feature on the show, which includes an interview, and we'll play a track. So if you have some new work coming out in 2014, make sure to get in touch with us. This hour of the program, we're going to count down the top 10, plus we'll hear from Stephen Karlik again. We're going to be talking about new releases this time around. And we'll also hear from Caitlin of Free Love Fenner joining us on the program in just a little bit, so that'll be pretty cool. We're going to start the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
You're going to hear Tall Tall Shadow, the title track from Baja Boulay's latest record, which is at number 10, up from number 12. And at number 9, down from number 4, is Shad. You're going to hear a track called Y'all Know Me from his latest album, Flying Colors.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Open hand and now you are holding.
line.
Just let it go down. I can make them see to the heart of me. And I let it go down. If they don't see what they ought to be, I just let it go down. I can make them see to the heart of me.
How should I begin? What's a winner? What's this bitterness? It's crazy how we fight like spring or no fight night. It's not a game. I'm a globetrotter, but not a baller or ball spinner on this big ball spinning up on God's tall fingers all year, all year. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Remembering the saint that remembered we're all sinners. Let my people go.
Talking to us.
Roses still seated, saying, please don't get off of the bus. It's history, never heard story. And prophets get crushed, tough topics get hushed, and life is often unjust. I forget. And I remember to remember. On the darkest days, the sun is still shining in December, being broke. Yeah, that's hard, but that legal ain't always tender. I'm Akeem's team, focused with my dream in the center. Let's move.
Even if they don't see what they ought to be, I just let it go down. I can make them see to the heart of me, and I let it go down. If they don't see what they ought to be, I just let it go down. I can make them see to the heart of me.
Now I'm just trying to make it do what it should. Can Wesley Snipes get a Leslie Vice? What's good? I'm on a little win streak, yo. Jeremy Lin, Tim Tebow. How many them Negro men can spend? See no love, bienvenido. Bring me that passion, that black Jim Caviezel. I'm trying to be acting like he's really coming back in a sequel. Really rap for the people. We can do this music with half of the ego, but cats been gassed before Shaq added diesel fuel to fire. But one strike at a match can be lethal. They say a bit of the fast life's addictive as a hit from a crack pipe. The trap's like hidden, like slipping that night on some black ice. Makes people backbite, even backstab best friends with a jackknife. I'm in that fight, giving miserable odds, fighting with self and in a scrap between business and art. I've been given some scars, can't give in, still giving them bars. Spit from the heart and I'll rip them apart. Y'all know me.
Don't seem what they ought to be. I just let it go down. I can make them see through the heartbeat. And I let it go down. If they don't see what they ought to be, I just let it go down. I can make them see through the heartbeat.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Y'all Know Me by Shad from his record Flying Colors, which sits at number 9 this week, down from number 4. And at number 10 from number 12 was Bajabula from the record Tall Tall Shadow, the track of the same name.
Free Love Fenner is a 3-piece pop group from Montreal. They released their first full-length LP, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner, in November of 2013 as a follow-up to their 2012 Pineapple Hair EP. Caitlin Loney joins us to chat about the new album. Caitlin, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this album comes nearly a year after your EP was released. Was putting the full length together a lengthy process, or did you already have a lot of material ready heading into it?
It was lengthy. Actually, Pineapple Hair was kind of a stopgap measure because we'd been working or intending to release a full length, and it was just taking a long time because of life, and so then we decided to put out the EP. So it was kind of all a continuous process, the EP and then the full length.
Were you consistent with your sound from Pineapple Hair now to Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner, or did you guys try something different this time around?
Well, I wouldn't say there was a conscious effort to make things sound different for Breezy Manner. I mean, there are songs that were recorded a lot, like maybe like a year before, that were on Pineapple Hair. So there is a bit of a difference. Like, you know, there was new recording equipment here and there. I believe, yeah, all of those songs, though, from both albums, they were recorded on 1-inch 8-track. So they have the same sound in that way, but I don't know. I'd like to think we're always sort of progressing and learning new things in the studio.
And so the recording process was a little bit different for this album as well?
I think it was, yeah, maybe there was some added complexity. We got some better drum sounds, especially. We learned some better techniques for miking up drums and stuff. But I don't think there is a huge difference in, you know, our sort of approach, I guess, for both.
More with Caitlin in a few as we jump back into the charts. You're going to hear from Tough Age coming in at number 8 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Tough Age dropping 3 spots this week to number 8, and we have Caitlin from Free Love Fenner on the line. Now she's hanging out with us and chatting about their new album. And on top of your album, there's a lot of buzz around the release of your music video for All Things Breakthrough. Where did the idea come from for that video?
Well, we had the idea of sort of a time capsule. And we've gotten into doing Super 8 videos. We like working with analog audio tape. We also like working with analog visual medium. So, Jane is a friend of ours. She is a musician that goes by the name Dale Kay, and we thought she'd be a great character in this film where this young woman goes and up the mountain and buries a time capsule. And it's sort of a nerve-wracking but rejuvenating experience.
So what's coming up for you and the band now? Any touring, more writing? What'll be next?
We're playing actually tomorrow in Montreal with this AET fundraiser, Art's birthday, and that's going to be fun. And we have some dates in Ottawa and Kingston the following weekend. So Ottawa the 24th, Kingston the 25th, and we'll be in Toronto in March, and hopefully planning maybe something across the pond in the fall.
Sounds like lots coming up. Caitlin, really great to have you with us this week.
Thanks so much for having me.
And if you want to learn more about Free Love Fenner, check them out online. It's freelovefenner.com. In at number 7 this week on the Earshot 20, here is their latest release, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Free Love Fenner in a track called Eva. That is from their new record, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner, which drops just one spot to number 7 this week. And wedged in between chats with the band, you heard from Tough Age, and their self-titled debut is at number 8. Down from number 5, you heard a track called Dream Date.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Caitlin for joining us on the program from Free Love Fenner. Great to chat with her. And we'll be continuing those chats throughout the year as well with many of our artists who are going to be on the charts. We reach out every week and try to get them on, and it's always good to have them as part of the program. So thanks again. We're going to continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here's number 6 up for number 8. It's Blood Orange from the record Cupid Deluxe, a track called No Right Thing.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
I've been changing my whole scene.
where we got to. Knowing that you're the one thing.
Earshot 20, and we're continuing the countdown, also continuing our conversation and chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim and your Entertainment 411, and now we're on to new releases and some things coming out in the world of music. What do you have on the dock, Stephen?
Well, January is always sort of a slow time in the year, but things are starting to trickle out now. Francophone artist Cœur de Pirate has just released a full-length album of covers. It's titled Trauma, and she puts her sort of Parisian songwriter spin on things. It's got a very haunted vibe. She covers tracks by Kate and Anna McGarrigle, their song Heartbeats Accelerating. She covers Amy Winehouse, and she covers Patrick Watson as well, who of course won the Polaris Prize in 2007 with his album Close to Paradise. So it's a really nice album, just the perfect sort of quiet Sunday album to throw on while you read or drink tea.
And from what I understand, your Exclaim writer was quite impressed with this release?
She was indeed. She gave it a 7 and said that, quote, although there's no original material present on Trauma, fans do get an authentic voice from an artist who's shown time and time again that she can dominate both French and English, as well as original and adapted works.
And you've got news for Lanterns on the Lake as well.
Yeah, this is a band I'd actually never heard of until this year. The indie rock outfit is from Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK. If you're into bands like Sigur Rós or Explosions in the Sky, that sort of post-rock, atmospheric kind of music, this is definitely something you'll like. Our writer calls the opening song, Elodie, a slow dive by way of Jan Tiersen opener. Slow Dive being a classic shoegaze band from the 90s, and Jan Tiersen did the score to Amelie and Goodbye Lenin, both excellent films with amazing scores. So he gives it an 8, and he actually was just introduced to them via this record, and he was very impressed. The writer is Matthew Ritchie.
Have you had a chance to listen to these guys?
I have, and I myself am very impressed. It's a good one, so looking forward to more from these guys.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the Entertainment 411 this week. We're going to leave it to Stephen now to give us his song pick.
My song pick of the week is St. Vincent's new single, Digital Witness. If you like what she did with David Byrne last year on Love This Giant, you're going to love this song. She's got an album coming out on February 25th, self-titled. It's called St. Vincent. The song is Digital Witness. You can hear it now on Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
At number 50 this week is UMFM 101.5 out of the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, who releases their latest in the yearly collection of live local talent recorded in their studios called Transmissions from UMFM 101.5 2013. And of course, they're one of our airing partners. So hello to all those folks out there at UMFM who might be listening to the program right now. At number 49 is Yukon bass singer songwriter Jonah Barr, who releases the self-titled debut album from his solo project Old Cabin. Canadian progressive metal band Protest the Hero released their fourth studio album, which hits the charts at number 46. Community star Donald Glover releases the second studio album under his hip-hop stage name Childish Gambino, and the record entitled Because the Internet debuts at number 41. Debuting at number 32 are Detroit punks The Gories, who find live album The Shaw Tapes, Live in Detroit 5/27/88, released on Jack White's Third Man Records. This is The Gories' first live album and their first widespread release since the band's demise in 1992. And Let the Good Times Die, the debut full-length from Edmonton garage psych rock band The Betrayers, debuts at number 24.
Thanks for that, Brian. And now we're going to continue on with the countdown so that we can get on up to our number one spot. And number one, sticking the same. It was they jumped into the number one spot, I think, just before we went on to the top 20 countdown. They've been holding on to that for a while, so that's a treat to look forward to. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number four.
At number four from 11 is Rebecca Higgs. She has a new EP called Sha-La-La, and you're going to hear a track called Night Hot Lady. And after that, you're going to hear from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, whose record Give the People What They Want is at number three, up from number 10. And you're going to hear a track called People Don't Get What They Deserve.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number four. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 3.
When I will tell, I believe what they think. worked hard, nobody could hold me.
Hold me.
And cheaters will fail, that's what we all learn.
Cheaters never prosper.
But there is a man who was born with a fortune. A hard day's work he's never done.
Living on easy street.
He lives from the sweat of other men's labor.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was People Don't Get What They Deserve by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from their latest Give the People What They Want. At number 3, up from number 10. And at number 4, up from number 11, was Rebecca Higgs from her new EP, Shalala, a track called Nighthawk Lady.
Some great stuff to kick off the 2014 year. And we'll be counting down the top 20 for the next year. And I was telling Brian before we came back on the air that this is our 89th episode. We're almost to 100. And that's not quite 2 years worth of episodes, because 2 years is 104.
Thanks.
Because there's 52 weeks.
Anthony just got his calculator out.
But I think that's pretty awesome. And we've talked to a lot of great artists, and the big thanks to all the stations that are carrying the show. And I wanted to make it a point to thank the Earshot team, earshot-online.com, because they're putting a lot of work into making sure that these charts happen, and to all of the campus stations that are submitting their charts, because without them, we wouldn't have this show. All right, we're going to move on now, and the top two coming your way. Brian's going to let you know what is sitting at number 2 and number 1 this week.
Top 2 sitting still this week, you're going to hear from Arcade Fire to start us off, from their latest Reflector, a track called It's Not Over. And then Lurking Fear by Dog Day, Fade Out, is at number 1.
Stick around. We'll be back. It's Earshot 20.
Number 2.
We'll be right back. so important now. Like you will get over. Seems so important now. Like you will get over. When you get over. When you get older. Then you will remember. Why it was so important now. Seems like a big deal now. Like you will get over. Seems like a big deal now. Like you will get over. Discover that it's not over.
Keep your head on top.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lurking Fear from our number one record this week, Dog Days Fade Out. And starting off that set was Arcade Fire. Number two is Reflector and a track called It's Not Over.
And the top 20 albums have been counted down for the first time of 2014 and the first of many to come. If you're just tuning in, this program is the Earshot 20. Record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick on Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. So big thanks to all them for carrying this program. You can also find the program a couple other ways. You can download it from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. We'll return next week with a brand new countdown, so stick around for that. Lots of great programming is on the way on this station next. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.